Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
Do you realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well? Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back to 7 Till the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Doug Weed joins us on a regular basis to restore some order. He's the author of dozens of books, including Inside Trump's White House. It's a bestseller, a runaway bestseller. The real inside story of Trump's presidency is the book. I encourage you to find it, and all the other things he's done. He's a witness to a century, folks. He's an awesome historian and reporter. Doug, I want you to give us your thoughts on what do you think the future holds politically for Trump, including his direct participation, his role as an anointer of future politicians, his impact on the party and on politics. What do you think?
Well, I think that it could go either way. I think that he could make a comeback, and the key to his comeback may not be him. The key to his comeback may be the Democrats, and as they continue to overplay their hand and the cancel culture and the outrageous extremes to which it goes, we're right on the precipice. They're bringing all these illegal immigrants into the country. They're people who are going to vote Democratic. They have to. They owe their citizenship to the Democratic Party. The fact that they had COVID, they were allowed into the United States, and the fact that some of them have a criminal record and are allowed into the United States. They're involved in drugs or sex trafficking. There's absolutely no discrimination whatsoever.
I don't think he needs to run again. I think he needs to be, if I were advising him, I would say you don't need to run again for two or three different reasons, but you ought to be helping to anoint the next president, the next Republican nominee, I guess I should say, and helping with the local elections, the Senate and the representative. I think he could be more impactful and maybe less controversial and have more of an influence on the future of America doing that than if he tried to run just himself. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, but I don't think he'll do it. That's not in his nature. And when we saw him give his speech when he came out, there were all kinds of people saying, what an opportunity he has. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. But he was just the same old Donald Trump. He just broke all the dishes and turned over all the tables and did all the things they said that wouldn't be politically correct.
Right.
That's his nature. That's who he is. And, it's...
Well, and
that's
the thing is,
as
uncomfortable and squeamish as sometimes that makes all of us, including me, in some ways, not in some ways, but indirectly, that's the kind of thing that got him unelected, because the swamp, he is the enemy. He is the only real threat to the swamp in Washington, which in my opinion is not in favor of America. And I want the leader of China to not know what he might do next. Don't you? I don't want him to be predictable. I don't want the president to be predictable. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a point to that. Nixon used to say that, I'm trying to think now who made this quote. Nixon used it. I think it's Machiavelli who said it's sometimes in the best interest of a prince to appear to be mad.
and you don't mean mad as in angry. You mean mad as in crazy.
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Well, I got about a minute. I got about a minute left, Doug. What do you give us your view of what you think things are going to look like over the next 2 to 4 years?
I believe either we're going to move towards socialism at a rapid rate, and we're going to see things happen that will just defy imagination, and bias and hypocrisy on an extreme level. It'll force many Democrats and liberals to the other side, and either it will prevail and win, and we're headed for an American version of the Soviet Union with corporate control,
oligarchies,
or there's going to be a huge backlash, and Donald Trump's going to come in and clean up the whole mess.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting. I know one thing. Anything that has the oligarchs in control is not good for America, or and therefore not good for the world. Hey, Doug, good job today. You got a website? You want to give us a website?
DougWeed.com.
All right, Doug Weed, folks. That's W-E-A-D. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.